Okay, so for y'all, like, for y'all that don't know, this is profession confession. People just take it as, are you really gonna talk like professional shit? No, I'm not. It just depends on certain stuff. It's just like the reality of what I call profession confession because people want to act like professional and all this shit and just can't confess into their personal or into their reality of who the hell they really are. They can't even carry it out in their profession. They always got to kiss up to the people ass. That's why I call it profession confession. If y'all didn't know, what people take it in their own fucking ways. But that's on your body. I don't care. That's on your body, but that's not how I show. If y'all don't get the show yet, then now you know. But for those, because all together, I'm just gonna like really, settle this and die, like, fume, just the fume down a few of this burning paper situation. Okay. As y'all seen on Instagram, and some of y'all don't have Twitter, but I have it on Twitter too, and Facebook, total so far from messages, from comments, and just getting that call, I had, I know I had 18 calls of Brianna, what the fuck is wrong with you? Brianna, what is you burning? Brianna, why is you doing this? For what? For who? For why? How? When? Where? Shut it up. Just shut up, everybody. Okay. For those that want to know, I burn hospitals' papers. I burn prayers. I had just burned memories, songs, and poetry. All that conclude into a certain person. Into one person, y'all. I didn't want no memories. I didn't want no contacts. I didn't want anything to deal with a certain person. I really didn't. And I'm glad I don't have to anymore because it's not my issue. None of it is, and it ain't never gonna be. It's like I sent a clear message before doing all this shit that I don't want no ties to this certain person. I don't want no ties at all to anybody, to anybody, to even him. But people thought I was like going so fucking crazy. No, it's not going crazy, y'all. It's actually just my sign of letting go. Because I have so many people from his, like, not as in spies. It's like they are my friends on Facebook. And they didn't do nothing to me. It's just something with me and him that I just don't ever want to discuss ever again, ever bring up, ever see his face. It's just nothing. It ain't that bad of a personal thing. But it's just something I would love to delete out my life. It was something I never want to remember. It was something that I never want to look in my book and ever want to go see and read over and read because I know I'm going to find myself back in my feelings. I know I'm going to find myself back in anger. I know I'm going to find myself back in depression. I know I'm going to find myself back into being sad. I know I'm going to find myself back into being heartbroken. Why do I want to do that? Just why? But that's like the basic reason, everybody. It's just like burning memories. I just don't want no memories of a certain person. And it's like, y'all ever really came to the point of praying so hard to God and saying, please help me not love this person no more. Please separate me from this person. Please let my heart not call for him anymore or that certain person anymore. That was my call to do. And that was, it just, a certain night put me into a draw point, into saying, breaking point, and saying, that's it. Fuck it. Let me burn this bridge. Some people understand who he was, some people didn't, and some people I talked to, like, about him, but never did they ever hear me ever say anything bad about him, even to his current girlfriend. I never spoke bad about him anything. But it's just like I just got tired. I got to my breaking point, and I would never be dragged down. I would never be called a name that's not on my birth certificate. I would not be called a name that's not defining me. I'm defined as a woman. I'm defined as a supermom. I'm defined as a superhero to my children. I'm a mother. So why would you want to ever disrespect a mother that may be carrying your child? Not may, but, you know, that was carrying your child. Never should I ever tolerate it. Never should no mother tolerate it. No, just no woman, period. But that was just like the last straw and last. That was my stop. That was my breaking point. People be like, oh yeah, I get it, but then people be like, that cannot be me, but then turn around, what a coincidence, deja vu, it is you. How you gonna handle the situation? You still gonna lay up with a disrespectful one that don't respect you? Okay, bet. That's on your body, but that's not gonna be me. Baby, I learned that lesson once after that. And then, if it ever prolonged, I will break. It's the breaking point. But that's what that basically was, everybody. It really was. What else? It's just like, once you're done, you're done. Once you give up, you give up. It's like, there's no turning back after what you just trying to put somebody through. Of blames that you're trying to throw on somebody. Of a certain situation that does have nothing to deal with them. And you want to reel them in. And make it about them. And throw the blame to them. And all of this shit. And it's fucking tiring, y'all. Like, if that person don't get tired of it, and you are, walk away, because it's not worth your peace, it's not worth your health, it's not worth your sanity, and it's definitely not worth your time or breath to do it. Some people may understand, some may not. I would not know, because I'm not in y'all shoes and I'm not in y'all bodies. I'm not in y'all minds, and I just can't read it. But that's just really the time that I have left of this situation, y'all. And it's like, my friend asked me if am I dealing with it. Not at all, sir. Not at all. I am done. And I'm happy, and I got a relief and just a big weight off my shoulder, because what you sacrifice, what you give, they will not give back. Even, you know, when you know and you see that they could do it for somebody else, don't get mad. Learn from it. Move on. Walk away. Because then you got to think and celebrate back about it. You ain't going back and forth. You ain't got to deal with that headache. You ain't got to deal with the yelling, the blaming, the fussing, the cussing, the disrespect, the... You ain't got to deal with it. And it lifts a big weight off your shoulders. But, y'all, I'm just living my fucking best life. Like, I'm just free. Stay tuned, y'all. Just stay tuned. And just thank y'all for listening so much. And for those who have not follow me on IG. Call me Kali. KALLMICALI. Or Brianna _ Rogers. Like, I'm so easy to find on Instagram. YouTube. Hey now. Yes. Like my channel. Subscribe Profession Confession. That's my channel, y'all. Subscribe it and share it. Because y'all about to start hearing more of me and my all different situations, y'all. Like, it's crazy. But I love y'all. Y'all are awesome. Oh, Facebook. Like my page and share my page. Profession Confession. I'm not that hard to find. So, yeah, y'all just go see a pretty face and a smile. Like, yes. Goodbye, y'all. Good night. Everybody be safe on them roads. Bye.